just a moment with the two of us. I won't lie. It's felt like forever since we've gotten to share a second alone, Pat. Constantly on the road, traveling from place to place, trying to make sure everything goes according to plan with as little hiccups as possible. With all of that, we just haven't gotten the chance to enjoy each other. Not like this, at least. Getting distracted by my tentacles caressing your skin, pulling your body close against mine so that we're flush against each other. I don't want to ever let you go, Pet. You mean too much to me. Somehow you wiggled your way into my cold heart. Now I don't think I would be able to survive without you. I love you more than words can say, Pet. You're my entire world. I would do anything for you. It's moments like this, when the world completely stops and you're wrapped safely in my tentacles, I'm reminded just how important you are. It's a cliche, but I've never felt this way about anyone. It takes a lot to melt a mind flayer's heart, and yet here you are, doing it with such expert ease, simply by being yourself. You're so amazing, and you don't even realize it, Pet. If I were given a choice of everyone I've ever been with, you know, previous partners, random hookups, fleeting crushes, you put all of those in a room, and I would still pick you. Every single time, I'm picking you. I've never loved someone the way I love you. You've made me care about things I never thought twice about. I want to be a better person every day because of you. I want to be the person you think I am, despite my monstrous appearance. You were able to look past it. See me for who I really am. You're one of the best people on this planet, whether you realize it or not. You're so considerate, so generous. I don't know how you turned out this way when the world is such a dark place. And yet, you're one of the only bright spots left. You're my reason for existing, for getting up every morning with a smile on my damn face. You're my entire world. That's why I want to ask you something. And before you start panicking, I promise, it's nothing bad. I don't think there is a single thing you could do or say that would actually push me away. Even if you were to hurt someone, I'm sure you had your reasons. What I'm getting at is, I love you, Pet. You're on my mind 24/7. We could be walking next to each other, holding hands, talking about what we want for dinner. And all I will think about is how lucky I am that I get to do this for the rest of my life. Hearing your voice instantly improves my mood. It's my favorite sound in the entire world. Even if I'm listening to you being unable to make a decision, I still want to hear it. Getting to hear you be unable to decide what you want for dinner is a privilege, even if it's one we go over every single day. I want to grow old with you, have a little house that we decorate, tell each other the same 5 stories on repeat. You know, that kind of a boring, cute life. Doesn't that sound perfect to you? It's why I wanted to talk to you about something. As you know, I'm a mind flayer. Our culture is a little bit different from yours. There is a heavy emphasis on psychic abilities, telepathy, you know, stuff of that nature. When a mind flayer finds who they want to spend the rest of their life with, there is a telepathic bonding ritual. It will allow me into your head and you into mine, forever bonding us together as one. This is considered the highest form of commitment amongst mind flayers. It was something I never even considered beforehand. I was always worried that by allowing someone else into my head, I would lose what makes me me. I was afraid of the idea of sharing myself so completely with someone. That was until I met you. For some reason, I'm not scared of the commitment when it comes to you. It's as easy as breathing air for me. You're the most important person in the world. I live to see you smile, to hear you laugh. I want to spend the rest of my days with you. You're my entire world, Pat. I love you. Will you do me the honor of bonding with me? Really? I didn't think you would agree so readily. Are you sure that you don't want to think about this a little bit longer? No, I'm not. I promise. I'm not trying to talk you out of this. This is the one thing I've wanted most in this world. I just want to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. It wouldn't be fair for me to offer this without explaining everything. We come from 2 completely different worlds. You being a human, me being a mind flayer. Our commitment ritual is not a simple little thing like in human culture. I know there's a speaking ceremony where the people vow to be together forever and then they share a kiss, sealing the contract, you know, all that stuff. But mind flayers is a little bit more intimate. You'll feel me inside your head communicating with you. We won't even need to speak to each other unless we want to. Everywhere you go, you will feel a string of consciousness connecting yourself to me. We will always be together, Pat. In some way, shape, or form, you'll always have a small part of me with you. Just like I'll always have a small piece of you with me. Once we do this, it can't be undone. There's no going back, there's no reversing, it's permanent. Are you sure you want to go through with this, Pat? Are you having any second thoughts at all? Because you need to tell me now if you are. You just made my night. Feeling my tentacles start to shift towards your head, easily coiling around and engulfing your face completely, Such a familiar feeling for you. Something that you can't believe used to alarm you. Now you look forward to how my tentacles wrap around your head. Tentacles stroking your precious face. Your eyelids flutter at the touch. Meanwhile, I bring you underneath me. Oh, if only I could see your face, pet. But that would mean I would have to stop touching you with my tentacles, and quite frankly, I don't want to do that. You're the only one that I want. The only one that I will ever need. Which is why we shouldn't waste any more time and just start the ritual, right? A tentacle sliding between your lips as you easily swallow. That's it, pet. That feels good. Your tongue easily circling around the tendril. Feeling the suckers start to flutter against you. You feel it start to slide deeper down your throat, huh? Yeah. That's it. Keep sucking that one as you feel another one start to slide inside you, easing my way inside your eager hole. You feel yourself being filled from both ends. A tentacle for every hole, right? Oh, yes. Gotta make sure my pet is filled. Gotta make sure I'm everywhere all at once for you. Not just inside your body, but in your head as well. Yeah, that's right. Just look at you. Joking around the tentacle in your mouth because it feels so good. Can't help but moan at the intrusion as it flicks deep inside you. Another tendril snaking across your front, sliding between your thighs, starting to stroke you. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, pet. I'm going to overload you with pleasure so that you can't think. You gotta let me in, pet. That's how we bond. Gotta make you feel so good that I'm able to penetrate that brain of yours. You're doing such a good job taking what you're given. You're going to make me proud. I have nothing but faith in you, pet. Just look at you, so fucking pretty like this. Underneath me, head completely covered by tentacles. You continue to suck the one in your mouth. It tastes delicious, doesn't it? Yeah. Can barely get enough of the one in your mouth. It tastes so amazing. It's almost enough to make you forget about the one inside you. Fucking you from the other end. You feel your hole stretching around the length. Suckers massaging your inner walls. You can't help but arch into me, can you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my good pet. You're doing such a good job of making me proud. Every thrust inside you lowers your guard just a bit more. Allows me to worm my way just a little bit more into you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, Pets. You're doing so well for me. Just let me in. That's where I belong, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're mine. You're the only one that I want. Don't want anyone besides you, Pet. No, no, no. You're always my first choice. Out of everyone in the universe, I'm always going to find you. I'm always going to pick you. You're my entire world. Fuck right there. Oh, yeah. Take me so fucking well. Make me feel so good. You're the most amazing pet in the world. So lucky that you're mine. It doesn't matter that you can't speak. I know you're happy to be mine too. The way you're swallowing around the tendril in your mouth lets me know how much you're enjoying yourself. I start to well with tears. Not because you wanted to stop, but because it feels too good, huh? Yeah, that's right. Listen to you. Getting closer the more I fuck into you. Can't help but moan as you feel the one tickle deep inside your needy hole. You fit so perfectly around me. Like your hole was made for me and me alone. Not going to be able to feel this good if you were fucking someone else. Only my tentacles are the right fit for you. It's just so intense. Probably because you're starting to feel me in your head. The bond finally breaking through. Oh, yes. You're such a good pet for me. Keep it up. You're doing so well, making me so proud. Focus on that, on how full you're starting to feel. Sharing yourself with me, you're perfect. Good pets behave just like this, taking everything you're given so well, even if you are struggling. Pleasure almost overwhelming as tears continue to streak down your face. Oh, you're so pretty when you cry, Pet. Yes, you are. Oh, let it all out. Don't hold anything back. You don't have to pretend when you're with me. I think you look your best like this. Continuing to swallow around the tentacle in your mouth. The other one fucks you faster. Another stroking you in time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Let me in, Pets. Just like you've been doing. Let me in because it feels so good. You get closer with every swipe, huh? Yeah, it's okay, Pet. It's alright. I've got you. Yes, I do. I'm right here. I gotta make you come to cement that bond, right? Oh, yeah. Listen to you. Must be feeling so full. That means everything's going as planned. You're doing everything right. I knew you could handle this. Yes, I did. You're the right choice, Pet. Always were. Always meant to be mine, just like I'm yours. Oh, I don't want anyone else like this. I don't need anyone else. I just need you. You're more important than food or air. Oh, shit. Oh, right there. I'm taking me so well, so easily. All stretched perfectly around my tentacle. The tentacle in your throat makes it difficult to catch your breath, doesn't it? All you can do is focus on how good you feel as you get closer to the edge. Going to be a good pet and come with me. Make sure that we bond at the same time. Yes, you are. I know you can do it. Always make me so proud. Oh, I love you so much, pet. Yes, I do. Crunching around the tentacle inside you, trying to make the stroking one go faster. You just need a little bit more, don't you? Then beg for it, pets. Tell me what you need and maybe I'll give it to you. Yeah, that voice of yours is so thoroughly wrecked. Wish you could hear what I hear, pets. Maybe then you would come on the spot, unable to help yourself. Sounds so fucking sexy the closer you get. Trying your best to be good for me as I fill your head. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the string connecting the two of us. You feel our minds becoming one. It's so intense. Almost too much. You want to let go and come with me, don't you? Oh, yeah. And do it, pets. You've earned this. Let go. Come with me. You can do it. Let go and come with me. Come like the good pet you are.
That's right. Just breathe for me, pets. Inhale. And exhale. Very good. Let's go again. Ready? Inhale. And exhale. Very good. Good, pet. How are you feeling? Well, if you noticed, I'm not actually talking to you right now. We're speaking in your head. It's because the ritual was a success, pet. We have been bonded together. Body, mind, and most importantly, soul. You are mine, just as I'm yours. You will never have to worry about being alone again because I'll be with you. You're my heart, pet. Everywhere you go, a small part of me will be with you and vice versa. Do you regret opening yourself up like this to me? Good. I don't either. Mind flayers are warned about letting the right people in, especially those we deem as other. When I first met you, all those alarm bells went off. I was actually a bit scared of you simply because you were a human. You had all those complicated things like emotions. And then you taught me how to deal with my own. You showed me patience and respect. But most importantly, you showed me love. I can't express how grateful I am to have met you, pet. I wouldn't be where I am today without you. You're the best thing that has ever happened to me, period, point blank, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I love you, and nothing will ever change that fact about the universe. Just like there will always be gravity, I will always love you, pet.